From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Motorcycle fatalities are up in Colorado, KVNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
Last year, 106 people died in the state due to motorcycle accidents. That's up nearly 12% over 2014. The Colorado Department of Transportation says it's also the first time those fatalities hit triple digits. Sam Cole is a CDOT spokesperson.
We know a lot of these crashes involved riders who were either riding too fast, weren't wearing helmets, riding impaired, for example, or doing something that just was unsafe.
Cole says drivers are also part of the problem.
We know a lot of these crashes involve drivers not watching out for motorcycles and pulling out in front of them and causing crashes that way.
CDOT is launching a motorcycle safety awareness campaign. Cole says the agency is also working with dealerships to reach riders as they gear up for the season. I'm Laura Palmisano.
The Air Force Academy is planning a prescribed burn today with the goal of helping to protect a state-protected plant species known as Plains ironweed. The Academy says the burn will help clear out a grass that's competing with the ironweed. Officials say the burn will last several hours and firefighters will be on scene. And a Denver judge has ruled that U.S. Senate hopeful Robert Blaha may have collected enough voter signatures to place him on the party's primary ballot. The judge ordered the state's top elections official to accept signatures that had been deemed invalid, and if the totals meet state requirements, then Blaha should appear on the June 28th ballot. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.